Welcome back to Pawscast. Thanks for tuning in. I'm June the Fox, and I'm still on the wait list after ordering a Nintendo Bottom. And I'm here with two other people who are also Nintendo Bottoms. Hi, Dameron.
Hello there, Fox.
And we have a special guest today. Hello, Lux.
Hi.
Oh my God.
Welcome
to the
show.
This is your first time on the podcast.
It sure is, and I've been called a bottom already.
Yep, maiden voyage.
Misgendered.
Virgin.
We're talking about content creation today. I just wanted to mention, by the way, because this is the first time we're recording after airing the first episode of this podcast, which is super, super exciting.
Yay.
Very exciting. So we are on a bunch of audio platforms now. So the video versions of these podcasts will still be on YouTube. But you can go, you know, anywhere you normally get your podcasts, like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music. Like, we're pretty much available anywhere you get your podcasts. So if you want to tune in without video, you have that option now. Where I want to start with content creation is platforms. So kind of a two-part question. So when did you start creating content in your experience with creating content? And what platforms have you created content for?
You really want to go this far out?
Of course I do.
Okay. Way back when I used to do indie film creation, there was a video platform that existed before YouTube called Google Video. And that is where I first aired a lot of my stuff. Then it got turned into YouTube, and then I started putting content on YouTube. Not everything that I did was strictly furry, but more and more lately, it has been furry content that I've been creating. Other platforms, are we talking like just social media as well, or more just for products that we've created?
So when I think content creation, I'm thinking like video specifically.
Okay.
So anywhere you've made and posted videos.
All right, mainly YouTube. And then sometimes I share a few snippets on Twitter/X or Blue Sky.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you start making, did you start with making furry content? Like how long?
No, I made movies, indie films. I used to be part of a production company called Akira X Films, which is not a porn company. It may sound like one.
Great asterisk you put in. So,
but we did anything
that
from
that was
like,
asterisky.
Horror films to dramatic things, and my friend from college, we developed a film company called White Seal Films, and we started getting our hands on different editing softwares and making our own little projects separate from that.
I also heard you repaired a lot of bathtubs.
Repaired?
Yeah.
No, we damaged them.
Oh. The White Seal?
No, not exactly. We did a horror film with Akira X, and it was called Monkey Paw.
Mm.
And we had this little cute monkey, and we had two of them. And one of them, we put these like evil-looking eyes on it and brought it to life.
Oh, my God.
And one of the situations where the tub got damaged, it was because it was a bunch of mini films that were slapped together for this project. Yeah. I wasn't in this section, but one of the actors had their own son in the film, and the monkey killed the monkey made him kill his own son, and he just took him and then just threw him into the bathtub. And he dented the side of the tub with his head.
Okay, are we just for clarification, we're talking about a real live monkey.
No, it's a fake monkey.
Okay, it's
stuffed.
A fake monkey. I was like, how are you putting eyes on a monkey and then suddenly it's sentient? I was like, what?
We brought it to life with movie magic.
Okay.
And the monkey was evil. But it loved the little boy, and since the father killed his son, the monkey started taking revenge on all the people that he knew.
Okay. All right. Yeah. All right. That makes more sense. Sorry.
I love that. So what about you, Lux?
The very first time I ever posted any kind of content was on YouTube, and it was against my parents' wishes. I had my first ever like Samsung product, and the great thing about Samsung is that nobody puts any kind of child protective anything on there. Or like know how to, because it's very not. I'm just gonna say not. I'm shitting on Samsung basically. Fuck Samsung. but I got away with a lot more things on there than I would have gotten away with the iPhone. But
yeah.
I would just like take dumb videos on the camera function, and then I would just go on YouTube and name it something really stupid, and then upload it, and then like maybe 15 people would see it.
Right.
And
what were some of the stupid titles you came up with?
So one of them was Teenager Pelts Child with a Snowball. That was the fourth upload.
I love that you remember the number.
You remember.
Yeah, I remember that much because I know that there were quite a few that came before that. And I remember that one I tried to upload like 3 times and it wasn't working for some reason. And that was also the day that my dad found out that I had been uploading them in the first place.
Ah.
And then he got very upset with me because he was just like, you don't know what kind of people are going to see you on the internet. And I'm like, you don't know what's going to happen in the next 10 years with the internet. So,
And that's the tea.
And that's the tea. Yeah.
Wolfmasters must be taking notes.
Oh my God.
Pelting somebody with snowballs, you know?
Yeah. So I'm just going to resurrect something really quick. I think about half the episodes we've recorded, we've dragged Wolf in some way. And I think it's becoming a hilarious trope.
I think this is the same topic too. So everybody's getting the running gag.
Yeah. That means just Wolf has to be on the podcast at some point.
Gag on it. He needs to be on the show, really.
Yeah.
Gag on it. It's crazy.
Gag on it.
Gag on it.
There you go.
That was when I was like 10.
Oh, gee.
So yeah, that was very much like a, you're a child, what are you doing?
So that was like 15 years ago?
Oh, no.
25?
15 years ago, I would have been 6.
Are you 21 now?
I'm 21 now, yes. So I would have been like 10, 11.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool.
Nowadays, I do a lot of Twitter. I do a lot of TikTok. I don't do as much YouTube, but now YouTube's become more of like a... It's weird because YouTube content creation is so weird now, because now my YouTube channel is more of like a, let me upload it here so I'll know it's somewhere kind of thing, rather than like a, I want people to watch this kind of thing. I'm like, if you watch it, you watch it. I don't care.
Yeah.
But
truly,
it's very that. So I just put all my dance videos and stuff on there. And then TikTok, I just, whenever I feel like recording a TikTok, I'll throw a TikTok up there. That one you're supposed to laugh at. Please comment and follow my page.
Yes. Hell yeah. Follow all the green things.
Push those buttons.
Tee.
Like and subscribe.
Yeah, so I think probably I've told this story 100 times already, but essentially I started doing YouTube. So I started filming for YouTube in 2013, but I was doing like practice editing basically. So I was just trying to like figure it all out and kind of understand, you know, what editing was going to look like. And then I started posting videos in 2014. I mostly did... I was doing stuff out of suit at that point, which is weird. but it was very much me, like, trying... I had long hair, and I was, like, just... I had a fucking... I think it was, like, a Nikon Coolpix or whatever the fucking camera.
Oh.
The tiny... Remember every pink flip camera that every YouTuber had, like, 10 or 20 years ago? Like, this is pretty much what it was.
I don't know. A flip camera?
So, like, the viewfinder comes out, but it's, like, a really small, like, handheld camera.
Okay.
So I call it a flip camera because it reminds me of a flip phone.
Okay, gotcha.
But anyway, so I like, had, you know, like, a little cardboard box and then maybe, like, a can of hairspray and another book or something to have, like, I was basically creating a tripod for this camera, like, total jerry-rigging, which is so hilarious. And then I would sit at my dining room table, and I was living with family at the time, and I would just film literally nothing. Like, I thought I was so cool.
I thought I was so cool.
I really
cool.
thought I was turning the party.
No, that's so real.
And then I got 1.0 in 2015 and then 2.0 in 2018. But in the beginning, it was a lot of like, okay, I'm filming conventions. I'm filming my experiences as a furry. And then it really turned into like, okay, now I want to do random bullshit. I want to do little music videos. I want to do... like skits and collabs and stuff. And then I started really filming with Wolf after I got 2.0. We started doing a lot of like chip review videos. And then that's
chip review videos.
Yeah, because
different
so,
food items.
That's thing, such a start.
The thing about Lay's is Lay's does a flavor competition every year. So basically customers get to submit flavors and then Lay's will make like the top 3. And then and they're really weird. So we just review them. We were reviewing them like every year. It was so great. But really, it's been a lot of YouTube. So I, after I did that, I started doing like quad suits, and then we started working on cosplay. In the midst of all of that, I realized a couple of things. One is it's fine to do videos on my own, but I really like doing it with my friends. It's a lot more fun, and it's a lot easier, I think.
Yeah.
To keep the energy and the interest going, especially for me, because like I want to turn this into a career now. This
yeah.
Video editing and stuff. So I'm trying to find ways to keep it like fresh and alive and interesting. But also, I started editing for the Top Dogs podcast. So I've been editing for that podcast. I had done other commission style editing like years ago. So I think my NDA is up now and I can actually talk about this. So here's a little bit of Dune lore. Since the NDA has ended, I actually edited a couple of videos for Majira Strawberry in the past. Had to sign an NDA. I have also done...
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah. That's... I don't...
For Majira?
I don't know if... This was like... oh God, was this like 2017, I want to say? Like, it was a long time ago.
Oh God.
So I don't remember. It might have been later than that.
No, 2017 sounds right.
That sounds right. Yeah, I think so. And I didn't do like any like special effects out of thing. It was just like a couple of, like, I just did cuts basically and then just sent it back, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so a lot of my, sorry, because I'm totally derailing here. My experience with video editing and content creation is really largely YouTube. I didn't do a lot of vertical videos or like shorts until like TikTok and YouTube shorts really started taking off. I was on Vine, but I wasn't doing it seriously. It was just like, you know.
Just like, let me do something stupid.
Yeah, because it's 6 second videos. You're not doing anything meaningful in six seconds, you know. Like, yeah, those videos went viral, but it was like too short for what I wanted to do. So my two top platforms right now are probably YouTube and really TikTok for shorts. Although I don't post a lot on TikTok right now. I also put the shorts on like X and Blue Sky and even Instagram, I think. I'm putting them there.
But, I actually have a good question to pose to both of you, myself included. Once you started putting out content, what was your first breakthrough video that you ever had where you hit like a substantial number of viewers where it was like, holy crap, this is going somewhere?
I did mine by accident because it was great. So my first breakout video was Overwatch, because you can't have a breakout video with furry stuff if you're a furry. I pretty much figured that out, especially when it comes to TikTok, because then you get all the people who are like, oh my God, you have a fur suit that's so gross and disturbing.
Oh my God, burn it, shoot it,
kill
it.
Your dad must hate you or something. I'm just like, fun fact, he doesn't know. But
and that was a fun fact.
That was a very fun
Your
fact.
Your folks don't know.
They do not know. Wow. That's a whole nother thing. But my first breakthrough video was from Overwatch. Mm-hmm. Because I would play Overwatch with my roommate at college, because we live in a college town and nothing happens there. And our car was like a mile from us, so we didn't want to walk and go get our car and ever do anything. So we played Overwatch instead. But
oh, yeah.
The funny thing about Overwatch, the main mechanic of it is payloads, because you want to stand next to your payload and get it to move.
Right.
And if the opposing team is standing on the payload or near it, you can't move the payload forward until you kill them, or like basically pretty much that. Like they can't be touching the payload or else your payload doesn't move. So there was a character that was added that could make a platform on the ground that would allow you to like raise up and like perch. So you would like put snipers on it and they'd pop up and just shoot people. But it's only useful when you're like actually doing that, because when you don't do that, then you do things like what this guy did. So I was playing a character that was invisible. Her name's Sombra. Love her.
Love her.
All right. And I walk up to the payload because my entire team has died. So I'm just kind of like stealthing around and like figuring out what I could do. And the guy summons the platform, and he and his teammate who were standing on the payload go up, and I look at the scoreboard, and it removes the two people off the payload, so they're no longer stopping the payload from moving. So I just walked over there. It was like 0.03 meters from the end, by the way. I had to like touch it for half a second. So I literally walked over there. I went out of his visibility, and then I caught the payload to the finish line.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God.
And everybody in the chat in the game was immediately like, y'all dumb as hell. It was just roasting the hell out of this poor guy. It was so funny. I was just like, this is in the moment. Like, I looked at my roommate and I was just like, I'm about to post a TikTok. I'm about to get really famous really fast.
That's deserved. Crazy.
Hell yeah.
Oh my God. I edited the video like that same day and posted it. And the next morning I looked at my roommate. I was just like, it's at 16K likes. This is insane.
Wow.
It was really big for me.
That's so awful.
Okay. Sorry. That was a lot of,
no, that was great.
That was a lot of whoa. But,
good story.
I love that.
So Overwatch.
So Overwatch.
Kicking some butt. How do you taking do some names.
Oh my God.
So your first viral video, viral whatever level, was Overwatch.
It had to be a stupid video game clip. Of course, it's not going to be like me putting, like, it's something I put no effort into and was somebody else making a mistake and not myself.
Oh yeah.
Because of course.
What about you, Waffle?
Mine was a furry video.
You piece of shit.
But it's not what you think.
Well, no, this one is what you think.
It is, for sure.
I debuted my original 1.0 Dameron at Anthrocon 2007. And people loved the character. They loved how I portrayed him. And I had some folks that wanted to, hey, would you be willing to do like a private video kind of thing? And we'll give you the footage. So I did a video called Lupine Seduction, and I posted it on YouTube, and fame and infamy tend to go hand in hand.
For the audio listener, Lux is in the floor right now.
Yeah, head desking right now. Now, there is no adult content to this. It is just me wearing my suit, wearing leather chaps, and just moving and shaking and being a dumb three brain celled creature on a camera. But I also caught the attention of 4chaners, and I got trolled, and got my own Encyclopedia Dramatica page, and all of these terrible, terrible things at the time. But like, you get past it, you get over it. But people were taking my video and posting it elsewhere, or people were saying that they were me. So I'm like, they're not me, obviously, so I'm going to repost my video. It was posted 17 years ago and has 23,000 views. It would have had more if I hadn't taken it down and then put it back up. But that was my breakthrough video that got me fame and infamy at the same time. It was also kind of a trend sin, one of the first few fursuit videos that was out there at that time, where there was like seductive dancing.
I don't know if iconic's the word. Iconic's the word. I think that's just an iconic way to have your first breakthrough video.
Oh, yeah. I honestly have been reflecting super hard because, you know, I've been making YouTube videos now for 11 years. And in the beginning, I had a couple that...
Fossil.
I know.
Sorry.
Gay death. Gay death.
Okay.
Okay, great. So, like, I had a couple videos that were like, oh, people really tuned into this. People really watched it. I definitely saw my videos routinely getting over 1,000 views after doing some collabs with Nos Hyena. Hey, Nos. So like, you know, I think when we did our collabs, we had really good chemistry and there was more attention on the channel at that point. The video right now that has the most views on my channel, is the music video that Speedy and I did in the woods from however many years ago.
Furry Love.
Yeah. Now that video, I don't remember numbers, so somebody can probably fact check me on this. But like, in the beginning, yeah, it definitely got a lot of views. But then right before I went to the Anthro Northwest Film Festival in 2024, which is in Seattle in January.
That's crazy.
I got those numbers for you. 42,000 views, and it was 4 years ago.
Well, so that's current. But what I was going to say is, and that's still awesome, by the way. 42 is crazy. But what happened was right before the film festival, I want to say it only had like, and I'm saying only, but it, you know, it probably had about 8,000 views like a few months before the film festival. And then up to the film festival and shortly after, it jumped up to like 25, 26. Like for some reason in that window of time, people were really tuned into this video. And that's not because of the performance of the video, but just in general, I really like working on music videos. Because it's a script, it's locations, it's you're not like having to talk necessarily. You're just kind of filming like this vision that you wrote down. The stuff we're doing for Posplay is great because you can sit down and just aim cameras and just bullshit and do an activity or whatever.
That project was one of your first scripted projects.
I had done some smaller music videos before that, but that was definitely the one where I was like, okay, I want to put more effort into it. The same thing with the Chapel Run music video. Yeah. Now that one was like, okay, no holds barred, no expense spared. I just want to see what the fuck I can do, you know? And that was fun.
Really glad I got to be a part of both projects.
Yes, you were.
That was a lot of fun to make.
It was super cool.
That was a random fox noise. Hee hee. That means it's time to let you know we are on Patreon. If you like this podcast and want to see more, we have multiple subscription options available. You could even get early access to episodes and access to an exclusive group chat? Whoa! Go to patreon.com/pauseplay to learn more and subscribe today. Thank you so much for supporting furry content online. You're amazing! Back to the show.
So I don't know what was my breakout video. I know that my fursuit unboxings got some traction. They always do on YouTube when you show off a new fursuit. God, what was my fucking breakthrough video? I really don't. I just kept making shit. I just really wanted to keep making videos. I never had... I would say the Furry Love definitely is the one that's done the best over the years. but I don't know if it's the thing that's like really bringing people in to the channel, you know, at this point.
I feel like there's always that risk reward with furry content where people are like, the amount of views that it's getting is because people are looking up stuff just using keywords and dumb shit, and then you're like, oh, this is this is funny, or like whatever.
To use in their little like shit fest video that they make on their own channel.
Make fun of it, or
because
whatever.
People are bad people.
And some people are still bad people.
Yeah. Yeah, precisely. You got it.
All right. So why don't we talk about... we've already touched on this a little bit, so we'll just kind of circle to it. What is your like favorite video or videos that you've ever worked on? So for me, it's definitely going to be the music videos. I actually have a music video that we started working on that I have not finished. We made a teaser video for it a long time ago. And it's called Soldiers, but I never actually finished it because we just, that was right before COVID, I'm pretty sure. So it was just bad timing. Like we couldn't make it work.
Yeah.
But it was going to have, me, Dameron, Speedy, Tizen, and then I think Hugh and Miles were going to be in it too. I could go back to the video and double check. I don't remember exactly who,
Did we actually record anything for that?
So we did. We went out to one of the local parks by us and filmed a little teaser.
Right. I remember doing that.
Yeah.
But we never got anything into broadcasting
it. No. I think, actually, I still have the script for it. So we could go back and finish that.
Do a revival.
But as far as, like, favorite videos I've ever worked on, definitely all my music, especially my big project music videos, I loved working on those because, to me, it's so much work. But then it ends up being like this really neat artistic piece that I can just rewatch forever and ever because I love shit like that. Dameron, what are some of your favorite videos you ever worked on?
I had to think about it for a minute, but I had one that came up. It was the Alpha Project was the name of the film.
Okay.
And it was my first time delving into being a villain in a film. I had long hair then, tied it back, and really rehearsed before doing this shot. We had taken over a parking structure, and I was supposed to be a drug dealer, and the main character was a cleaner, like Leon the Professional.
You as a drug dealer is hilarious. I'm sorry.
if I had the footage, and Mr. Espy, if you happen to catch this, I would love to get a copy of our old footage and film. But I was just, I felt like I was on point as that method actor for being a drug dealer. And you know, wore the crisp suit, had the tie, had my partner, and it just, the dialogue was just on point, and I felt so satisfied with how the character developed. I was excited.
Yeah.
And we actually got to showcase the film in a theater for like a small film festival. And
that's cool.
That was pretty awesome. That was back when the Green Light Project used to be a thing.
I love film festivals, by the way. They're so much fun.
Production is just such a like... Just having the production value for like any kind of like thing that you're making automatically just feels so like great. Like when we were doing the music video for you. Yeah, I love the production value on that one because that was just a fun little thing for me. I did not like wearing a shake and go blonde wig, but we'll, you know,
hey,
we'll let
works.
That go.
I will never make peace with this.
Please, no, you will not. You certainly will not.
You made a beautiful Venus though.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I am Venus with a penis.
Lady Gaga as fuck.
I met a real nice Venus with a really big penis.
My absolute favorite video that I've ever worked on, hands down, no question, is my Dancer Furs tribute video.
Oh, yes.
That was like my favorite thing I think I've ever, like, it was for a school assignment, which is hilarious, but it was the last assignment of the semester and we didn't have to go into class anymore. So I was just like, I don't care about telling all these people I'm a furry. And then I didn't think about the fact that I had 2 years left. So for our final for the class, we just had to make anything, basically. It was just like, what do you consider a final project level of production? Just make that and send it to me. And I'm like, yeah, okay, I can do that.
That's fierce.
So I texted Shade. I was just like, hi, you nerd out to me about dance comps all the time. Send me every single iconic dancer you can and give me your favorite clip from every single one of them. And I will put them all in a video and that's going to be my final project. So
yeah.
I made this very like fun tribute to the Dancer Furs. It's just like a huge like thank you for all of them being so awesome and so uplifting and so encouraging. Because like, I just didn't think a community like that existed. I didn't think people were that amazing. And it was just really cool. So I'm very proud of that video and I'm very happy with it.
That's so sweet. That's really sweet.
Sorry.
No, I loved it.
That's good.
Oh, I was also going to say earlier, do you remember the Oreo review we did as quad suits?
Are you talking the wasabi Oreos?
No, that was Oh, that was Pasta.
That was yeah.
I'm sorry. As quad suits,
okay. We used to be called the quad suits.
So before. Lux doesn't know this. So we did not have actual quad suits.
Okay, all right. This Never mind. I can stomach this now. It's like, whoa.
We're gonna fight because I love quad suits.
There were four of us.
So there were four of us. We were all made by SSC. It was me, Wolf, Dameron, and Speedy.
Oh, is that not still no? Because Terry's not made by SSC. Okay, right. Got it.
But we also wanted to like change the format, so now we're Posplay to be more people. But do you remember the Oreo review video that we did? That was where the monkey laugh happened.
We had to stab the Oreos so we didn't get crap on our paws.
Yeah.
And oh my god, yeah, Wolf was. There we go again.
I'm just gonna drag Wolf. Is this the fucking drag Wolf show? Like,
he was so gassy.
He was farting so much, and he was high on his own methane. And then he just let out this laugh at one point. He sounded like a fucking howler monkey in the Amazon. It was so amazing. I loved it.
Should I do the impersonation?
You can do it.
Please don't. Oh,
it was so awesome. What was I? Oh my god, there was something else I was gonna say though. We were talking about
that was my ankle.
My I don't remember ankle. What
it was. Okay, so to wrap everything up, we're going to do a little lightning round.
Oh my god, a lightning round. Ooh.
So what we're going to talk about now is, do you have any future projects that you're working on that you're willing to talk about?
Oh god. I have an aspiration. I don't know if it's a project yet because I haven't even started it.
And that's only if you want to share, because, you know.
Well, I can share it because okay. I've shared in large ass group chats. But I really want to start making like a fan cam account for Dancer for events.
I'm obsessed with that.
I'm like, because they have it for like K-pop and stuff where they just like zoom in on like one per, like they have the like play the song and then all the people who know the dance to the song all come out and then they zoom in on one random person who eats and then they're just like, okay, yeah. Be on our social media account and give us money or interactions or whatever.
Give us money.
But like mine, I'm purely focused and motivated to like get more eyes on the Dancer for a community because sure. There's some people who are unbelievably talented,
yep,
that can't get like any eyes on them because people hear, oh, was that a furry convention, okay, never mind, and I'm like, right, shut up, like, although, look how cool this is.
It's funny because more of it is becoming more mainstream. There's that I think it's Gintan is the suitor in Japan.
Yes, yeah. This is not to sound any type of way, but like it's different because it's pop, K-pop.
Asian so pop. That's really true. To me, that person is more of like a mascot, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
That's such a weird distinction to draw, but that's how it feels.
They're
to
still
me.
A furry. They're absolutely a furry.
Right, but
like,
it's more mascot than it is furry.
Yeah.
There's
a hyper specific path you can tell they took into it because Gintan was absolutely like a trained professional studio dancer.
Totally.
Before they touched the fursuit and then that came along and then they turned it into a thing. And right. They're very successful and I love them very much.
They look great. I love their stuff.
Yeah.
No shade for sure.
But yeah, so that's my future. I do have a project that I just got done working on. Yeah. Called APS. It's Anthro Pride Showcase is what I called it.
Yes! Yay! Oh my god, talk about it.
It was a... So Lady Gaga released her latest album, Mayhem, earlier this year. And it was a huge thing that took over, like, the everything. It was in, like, March, I think.
Yeah,
For sure. And I was at work the one night, and I had nothing to do. And I was listening to the music. And so I texted a group chat. I was just like, hi, guys. When this album comes out, do we just want to like do a series of everybody dancing to a song for Pride? And then everybody immediately DM'd me. I got like 13 out of 15 people immediately. And I was just like, okay, pick and choose. Got that all sorted out.
Yep.
And then I had a ball editing everything.
It
like
was
I
so
edited
much fun.
It all together. It was so great. I did experience the grievances when it comes to production
yes.
over the internet, but
yes.
We got there. But it's got about 14 videos in it, plus a really cool promo that I have to fix now because I need to make some edits to it. But it was a really fun time. So you should go check that out too because it's already out there.
You must. It was such a cool miniseries. It was furry. It was Pride. It was Gaga. It was like, once you posted about that, I was like, oh, I'm so down.
Yeah.
Now, I do have a secret I need to drop that I have never shared.
Oh.
So this is some new lore. Okay. Are you ready? So when you messaged me about the showcase.
Yes.
I already knew that Terry and I were going to be dancing to Abracadabra at Anthrocon.
I got so triggered when that song started playing. Y'all started not like triggered slash positive. Because I was just like, you freestyled for me. And then you had this whole choreographed routine
and I had to,
with another person on it.
On purpose. I had to do it on purpose. Because, okay, so.
Oh my God.
So we were already writing our choreo when I was getting, by the time I recorded for you. And I was like, okay, I have to freestyle this. Because if I do the actual choreo, then I can't have it for Anthrocon.
Hate everything.
I'm so
upset.
But I also told you, like, well, here's the three songs I can do. And then you were like, well, go ahead and just do Abracadabra. And I was like, hilarious.
I should have just had you pick. I thought you picked that one.
Maybe I did, but I don't remember. I thought I picked, like, here's one I'll... Oh, maybe I did do that because I was already familiar with the song. I might have picked that one and then said, if I can't do that one, then I'll do these other two or something.
Anyway, Dune, thank you for ruining my life.
Lux loves
good job. that's just the ultimate goal, isn't it?
You know, of course. So,
and you had to bring it up on a show.
I'm going to sit here complicitly.
I'm just going to drink some water anyway, really quick. I feel so dry.
Rub the finger at you here.
Ew, don't rub your finger at me. Shame. So, Damrod, any future projects you're working on?
Future projects for me? Well, mostly I'm just trying to back pause play and pause cast. I believe in the project and the person that's trying to get it together. I want to back those dreams and make it happen.
You're not looking for Lupine Seduction 2?
Oh,
it's going to happen.
That already happened.
Oh, then? Yeah.
And actually, this fox here edited it together.
Oh, I actually did. I recall
Are
this
you
now.
Fucking kidding
I forgot
me?
About this. So he wanted to do. What the fuck was the song?
The one where you do the hip thrusts left and right.
No, I know, but it's.
Please tell me that's not where that sticker comes from.
No.
Which sticker?
About your sticker.
My sticker?
Yes, the only sticker of yours that's not pink.
Which is saying something. It's hard.
It's from that video.
It's from that.
It's on YouTube.
What I figured.
It's fucking hard to find.
God.
So the trend was, this was 4 years ago as well. This is hilarious. The Jeez. Trend was called Chocolution.
That's it.
The song is a remix of Passion by The Flirts. Which
gonna,
I love that song.
I'm going to hate this.
You're going to hate
this. Oh, we're going to play it?
I'm not going
to
play it.
Okay.
I was about to pull it up.
Well, you know,
I actually haven't talked to Google like this whole episode. We could just like talk to Google really quick. I'm not going to. It's fine. Sure, Google needs a rest.
I need to.
Google has laryngitis.
Other future projects. They're all ideas right now. I don't know if I should talk about that or not. Oh, what the fuck. Working on plugging a Just for Fans.
Yeah, you are.
Oh.
But I want to create some content first before making anything available. It's not easy staying motivated to create things,
yeah.
But, I have help.
Yeah.
You do.
Help to stay motivated.
So be supportive. For me, we are of course still producing season 3 and I'm still working on the podcast. I believe I want to film another music video already. So I don't think I'll say what the song is, but I am feeling kind of the motivation and the inspiration to maybe do another music video. It's not going to be 5 locations like we did before. I want to do something a little less intense, I think, this time around.
Less chaotic.
Mostly because I would like to focus more on the storytelling of it. I think with the Chapel Roan song, it was like, let's be Hollywood, let's be flash, let's be gay, right? Let's
yeah.
be camp. And so I think I got what I wanted out of that, but now I want to do something more like the furry love video that was in the woods where, okay, you're clearly in the woods being an animal, but there's a storytelling element and there's a little bit more artistic kind of design, I think, with the way the video is going to look. So I'm kind of feeling the inspiration to do something maybe abstract or even more emotional.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll see. Not because I'm like depressed. it's more like sometimes I just feel the need to vent something like huge. And it could be positive emotion.
Not because I'm like
it's about
depressed.
That time.
Yeah, I had to start with that book because I definitely posted some depressing music videos before.
Oh my God.
Other things I'd like to get into too, making cooking videos again.
Oh, you should do a cooking show.
And readings and voice acting.
Yeah. For sure.
That's something you could get into as well, I think.
Voice acting, do you think?
Uh-huh.
I have a couple voices. Well, thank you both for joining me to talk about content creation. You guys who are in the comments, in the audience, what is your favorite platform to watch all the content on? Or if you make content, what kind of content do you make? Let us know in the comments. If you're on YouTube, if you're anywhere else, you'll have to come over to YouTube to make a comment. Don't forget to like and subscribe and click the bell if you're on YouTube. We'll let you know when another episode is coming out. And if you're on any other audio platforms, You're fucking awesome. And we love you guys. Thanks for tuning into Pawscast. We will see you in the next episode. Bye.
Bye-bye.
See ya.